Welcome back, my sales ops community. It is your host, Sean Cephas, with Sales Strategic, and we are talking sales ops. More importantly, sales operations management. And, I do want to set the stage with the idea that we're going to get real specific as we continue on with more episodes. I do want to build a foundation. We talked about in one episode retention, and I got specific with three specific measurements that you can look at as a CRO, a VP of sales, or a business owner. And so I want to do the same, but I want to do a more so basic overview of data analytics in general and what exactly your sales leader should be measuring if you're a business owner, and as a sales leader, as a chief revenue officer, VP of sales, what should you measure? So I do want to kind of highlight my background, which is over 20 years experience in sales. I did recently, within the past 2 years, get my MBA with a specific concentration on business intelligence and data analytics. And what I set out to do was to incorporate all my years of experience in sales leadership and add in the analytical piece, the piece that a lot of us as sales leaders or even business owners actually don't do. Or we do it, but don't understand what each thing means. Or we're not specifically measuring points that can actually help your sales team or business in general. So it is important to cover those things. Also, I do want to highlight that my company, Sales Strategic, we actually will help you as a business owner or even as a CEO, or if you are a sales leader, you can convince your CEO to outsource. We will help you set all this out and we'll help you track it and build a foundation for at least 6 months to a year so that you get the proper training in place and then you can go ahead and do it. Now, we are being very bold as well, because what we're doing is we're actually putting all of our prices on the website. And that's just to let, just to plainly let the client know, hey, look, this is what it costs to do each task. And this is what we're going to do. There is some rev share as well, but this is how we can help. And one of the highlights of it is that it's going to end up being 60% cheaper as a CEO or a business owner than hiring a VP of sales or CRO off the bat without any foundation in place. Because you need that foundation of data analytics and measuring different key points in order to make sure that you are going to build a sufficient sales team. So that actually transitions to what exactly do you measure? And again, this is more of a general sense, but you do want to understand that data analytics does play a crucial role. And what it does is it provides valuable insights that are going to help drive strategic decision making and also is going to optimize business performance. So, what exactly would you track? Well, let's start off with sales performance management. Now, you've heard me on different episodes get specific on different things that you can measure, but just more importantly, from a sales performance management standpoint, you want to monitor KPIs. So that's tracking sales growth, customer acquisition costs, customer lifetime value, and conversion rates. We will specifically get into, during later episodes, get into what customer acquisition costs are, customer lifetime value, You heard me talk about it a little bit in previous episode, but I really want to highlight it for sales performance management. You also want to have, or you also want to analyze your pipeline. So, are you able to identify any bottlenecks in your pipeline? Are you forecasting revenue? And are you always looking to improve your sales processes? As a business owner, this is something that your sales leaders should be tracking and should be doing. You should not allow them to tell you that your sales process is perfect, because there's always going to be bottlenecks and there's always going to be room to improve. And as sales leaders, you want to make sure you're being able to identify those bottlenecks. And you can even get real specific with that, because you can look at every specific point in your pipeline from curation all the way until you actually sell a client. And you can break it up into each individual segment, and you can measure each individual one. And that's going to allow you to really pinpoint exactly where there's going to be holes in your processes. And quota management, this is another measurement that you should be tracking from the overall piece of sales performance management. Business owners, CEOs, sales leaders, setting realistic sales targets and quotas based on historical data and predictive analytics is what will help your business grow. It is what will help you have a not only high performing sales team, but it's also going to be a sales team that is going to be happy. Morale is going to be great. And they're going to feel good overall because they know that they can hit these targets. I've been there before. If you listen to this, you've been there before in one way or another, where you've had these quotas set, and it's based off of pipe dreams of the CEO or based off of pipe dreams of the business owner, not understanding that, hey, look, if you did X amount last year, X amount the year before, and this year you're looking to do double that, tell me why. And what is this based off of? Because data analytics helps you make evidence-based decisions. Is there evidence to say that you actually can have a 200% increase or 200% growth? Do you know how hard it is to actually have a 200% growth in business? It's very hard. And are we setting those realistic sales targets? The next thing that you want to measure from a general standpoint is customer insights. So that's looking at segmentation, which is, are you segmenting your clients or customers based on demographics, behavior, purchasing patterns? What you're going to collaborate with the marketing leader in order to help curate specific sales strategies based off of your customer insights. And then you want to look at your churn analysis. In episode two, you heard me talk about retention and talked about your customer churn rate. Are you able to measure that and predict your churn rate and then implement retention strategies to reduce customer turnover? You know how I like to always talk about previous stops that I was at? And one of the things that helped out a lot, and I mentioned this before, was the idea that we were able to, once we were able to measure our churn rate, we literally were able to make very small changes, which helped improve our retention dramatically. And it did reduce our turnover rate, customer turnover rate. And then you want to be able to also, under the customer insight umbrella, you want to make sure you're also able to analyze any customer feedback in order to, or sentiment in order to improve whatever product or service you're providing. And this is going to help overall increase better customer experiences. But you actually got to measure that. That's sending surveys, however you want to, whether it's quantitative or qualitative data, just however you want to do it. Making sure you're getting that feedback and you're looking at it from a marketing perspective. So again, you're collaborating with your marketing, and then you're looking at it from a sales perspective. The next thing that you definitely want to make sure you measure is revenue optimization. And under this umbrella, what are your pricing strategies? Are you using data to optimize your pricing strategies by analyzing market trends, looking at different competitor pricing, and then overall testing it to see what customers are willing to pay? Are you doing this? Or are you saying, okay, I think this is what I think our pricing should be, and we're going to set it here and then keep it that same price 2, 3 years later without actually optimizing it, which is measuring it yearly. Sometimes you can even measure it quarterly. And again, that's based off of market trends, competitor pricing, and what your clients or consumers are willing to pay. And also, are you identifying any opportunities to upsell or for your sales team to be able to upsell or cross-sell any of your products or services based off of your consumers' purchase history and preferences? And then when we're looking at revenue optimization, you definitely always need to evaluate the effectiveness of your sales campaigns and promotions. And that's going to help you maximize your ROI. How often are your sales leaders, CEOs, and business owners, how often are they actually measuring the effectiveness? Or are they just doing the sales campaigns and then all of a sudden a lot of sales come in and it's, oh, we did good, let's keep doing it? Are you actually measuring how effective it actually is? Understanding the time of the year, understanding who you're actually marketing to, understanding what was the actual return from this specific campaign. Because you could have multiple campaigns going. You could have a campaign that is really starting to pick up that you implemented over a month or two ago. You really have to measure your individual sales campaigns to know how effective it is. Because if you're able to do that and you're able to maximize ROI, then you're able to measure to manage and measure your revenue. From an overall standpoint, the next thing you want to look at is your operational efficiency. Yes, as a sales leader, CROs, VPs, you want to be able to measure this as well. And obviously, CEO and business owners, this is important. Resource allocation. This falls under the umbrella of operational efficiency. You need to be able to optimize the allocation of resources, which are sales personnel, sales budgets, even marketing budgets, collaborating with marketing. You're going to hear that a lot. And just overall, just any type of data-driven insights from resources that you can look at that's going to help make sure you're spending your dollars the best way possible. And if the next falls into process optimization, you always have to identify any sales and inefficiencies in your sales processes and then implement any improvements to streamline those operations. You MVPs, CROs, you can even go to your middle manager and have them specifically measure. Let's say you're an outbound business, and you do outbound calls. You can specifically measure from start to finish the actual phone call. You can, or just the output in general. You can measure at what point in a phone call. Well, one, you can measure how many calls a salesperson makes, obviously. Then you can measure how many people actually pick up. But then you can be real specific on when they actually talk to a decision maker. At what point in your process, in your sales script, are they getting cut off? You can segment your sales script and even specifically look at different measurements from there. And that will even help you identify any bottlenecks from your sales script, which will help improve any or identify any inefficiencies and improve effectiveness. We always want to measure everything. If you do that as a business owner, you will get the evidence you need to make the best decisions possible. As a not just a business owner, as a CEO, and as a sales leader as well. Another overall data analytical point you want to look at is strategic planning, which forecasting falls under there. Are you using predictive analytics to forecast future sales and revenue, which is going to help in strategic planning and budgeting? CEOs, business owners, I challenge you to talk to your sales leader and ask them, what is your forecast for Q3 and Q4? And how does that stack up to the budget that we have in place? And what adjustments do we need to make? And it really doesn't matter if the salesperson, or I mean, the sales leader comes back and says to you, I forecast a 20% decrease from where we were in the beginning of the year. The reason why I say it doesn't matter is from a, oh no, that's not good. Because the fact that they know, and the fact that they understand, and the fact that they're using predictive analytics is something that you should be excited about. Because that means they're measuring the key points of what they need to do in order to be successful. And as you know, in business, not everything is going to be high. Not everything is going to be a win. But what you don't want is your sales leader to come back to you and say, oh, okay, let me get back to you. I'll be able to tell you. And come back to you 2 or 3 days later. No, they should already know what Q3 and Q4 are looking like if they're actually using predictive analytics. And then risk. So if you do see that decrease in revenue, you need to be able to develop mitigation strategies. So you need to be able to identify those risks and uncertainties that are within the market. And that is going to allow you to come up with strategies in place and put them in place. But you won't know if you don't measure. We also want to talk about talent management and look what's under the hood from that. Let's think about performance analysis. Overall, evaluating the performance of the sales team and individual sales representatives to identify top performers, but also identify any areas for improvement. Now, here's the thing, business owner, CEO, you need to allow your, if you have a high-ranking sales leader, you need to allow them to go to their middle manager, which is normally the sales manager or regional sales manager, whoever that is. There's somebody that's directly managing, coaching, and training your reps. You need to go to them and you need to ask them, or have your sales leader ask them who are our top performers, who are our people that are meeting their quotas, and who are the people that need a little bit more coaching and mentoring. They should be able to have that on deck and be able to tell you immediately. If they can't tell you that, it's an issue. It really is. Because again, if we're not measuring, we're not growing. And if we're not measuring, if we're only understanding that, hey, look, I know this person right here, that's the top performer. They get all my sales. And we talked about it before. Having just one person get all your sales is not a recipe for success, because you ever notice when that top performer finally decides to take vacation, especially if you're a smaller company, what ends up happening? Your revenue drops dramatically. That's because you don't have a balanced sales team. You just have one person doing all the work. And then if you have an unbalanced sales team, it's good that you're measuring, because you can look and wait, look for ways to improve. And that falls into, when we talk about talent management, the next thing that falls into it is training and development. Identifying any skill gaps or training ne needed within the sales team to enhance their effectiveness. I always get so passionate about this, being somebody that was a sales manager or somebody that coached, trained, and mentored reps for very for what well over 10 to 12 years. I'm so passionate about that because reps want to do good. If you have somebody that's engaged, and but somebody that isn't able to quite hit their quota, you need to be able to understand what can you do, what type of training can you give them to help them. You also need to be able to identify, and we're getting a little bit into the weeds right now, but I'm just going to say this one specific part as a sales manager. So this is for y'all to understand what your middle manager should be doing. They also should be able to identify anybody that's a top performer, but they are causing chaos to the sales team, meaning they're a malcontent. That doesn't mean you fire them, but do you separate them? Do you give them the proper coaching that they need in order and help them identify where they're not helping the team out? Well, not hired, I'm sorry. I fired top performers before just because they were causing discontent in my sales team. And you want to know something? It always was for the better. I always improved right after that. My teams did. But let's come out of the weeds and go back from a more top-down view. And to kind of conclude this overall, what you should be measuring as a leader out, just understand that if you're leveraging data analytics, you are going to be able to gain any type of competitive edge. You're going to be able to drive growth, and you're going to be able to achieve your specific business objectives. Because you're going to be able to turn that data into actionable insights, which are going to help you make more informed decisions. And as I always say, improve operational efficiency, and it's going to enhance your overall business performance. You should do a rundown after you listen to this podcast. You should do a rundown and see if you're actually measuring just these basics. Because as you already know, when we just talked about retention, man, that was at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I always say it's either 7 or 8 things you can measure. But that was at least eight metrics, not things, I'm sorry. 8 metrics that you should be looking at and understanding the outcomes in order to help improve your overall retention rate. That's just a retention rate. So now we're talking about for sales performance management. I gave you three points that you could look at, but man, there's way more. Way more. And you can get very specific with this. But like I said, I just wanted to give you more of a top-down view, something you could take to your sales leader and say, hey, are you measuring these things? And then as a business owner or a CEO, if your sales leader isn't measuring them, or if your sales leader doesn't know how to, that's where my company, and there's a bunch of other companies out there, my company, Sales Strategic, can actually help do that for you. And you can choose to do 6 months, 12 months. It doesn't really matter. The point is just getting you set up correctly to be able to measure these things so your business can have long-term success. That is the overall key that you should be looking at. So, okay, we talked about data analytics in general and how it plays a crucial role for whether you're a CEO, a business owner, a CRO, or VP of sales. And I gave you different reasons why you should measure those metrics. But let me give you something that you can take away. So there's three takeaways I want you to get from this episode. Okay. The first takeaway is if you utilize these measurements or these metrics, you're going to be able to make informed decisions. You're going to be able to identify any trends or patterns. You're going to be able to reduce any uncertainty. And that's going to be minimizing any guesswork you may have in your strategic plan or operational adjustments. And you're going to have more predictable out and reliable outcomes. Wouldn't you love to be able to have an outcome that you can predict that, hey, it may be off by a couple percentage points, but not something where you're like, wow, how did this happen? Whether good or bad. Because if it's good, you want to know how to duplicate it, but you can't duplicate it if you're not measuring and understanding how you did it in the first place, which leads to you're going to be able to optimize strategies. And you're going to be able to continuously refine your sales and collaborate with marketing again, your sales and marketing strategies, which are going to be based on what the data reveals about your effectiveness and efficiency. The next point I want you to take away from this is performance optimization. Regular measurement and analysis allows you to be able to optimize the performance of your teams and processes. We spoke about it earlier. You're going to be able to set realistic goals. You're going to be able to enhance productivity, and you're going to be able to motivate your team. Man, wouldn't it be great to have a motivated sales team? They do exist, and they are working at a high optimum frequency. And I can almost bet that they're doing that because they are using regular measurement and analysis to be able to help do it. Because again, we want to reward the top performers, but we also want to provide constructive feedback to them as well and to others on the team, which is going to allow you to have a balanced sales team. And the last takeaway I want you to get from this episode overall is if you do measure, you're going to be able to really have your client slash customer centric strategy. You're going to be able to personalize engagement. You're going to be able to improve retention and to just enhance the overall experience. Think about it from this standpoint. When you're able to measure, you're going to be able to tailor your marketing and sales efforts to your individual client or customer, which is going to improve engagement and conversion rates, which is going to allow you to enhance your customer loyalty, which will then allow you, and understand, see this chain that I'm giving you, then will allow you to be able to cross-sell, upsell, which is going to increase your lifetime value of your customers. Which, when you continue to do that, you're going to measure, which is you're going to continue to improve the customer experience by identifying any pain points and opportunities through data-driven insights, which is going to create this big giant circle where it's going to allow your customer to be circular instead of a straight line. You're going to allow your customer to constantly engage with you, constantly increase the loyalty and increase buying from. Apple is a good example of this. Now, some would say, well, hold up, I don't know, because Apple doesn't always listen to us. But Apple creates customers for a lifetime. There's so many people that are so loyal to Apple. Nintendo is another good example of this. So loyal to this brand. And they're constantly trying to improve the customer experience. They're constantly trying to identify any pain points, which is helping them improve their retention strategies and effectiveness of it, which is enhancing customer loyalty, which is why Apple allows you to have the Apple 15, the Apple iPhone 15, but then says, hey, why don't you get a Pro? Because this one has more storage, or this one has better features. Okay, you got the Pro, but why don't you get an iPad? Well, even if you don't want an iPad, you can always get an iPad Air. And guess what? You need AirPods to go with this. Next thing you know, you spent $2,000 in over a year's time just on Apple products because you feel like you need them. Nintendo puts out the same Mario Kart, it seems like almost every year. I'm being facetious when I say it, or you could say the same Zelda, the same Mario, but Nintendo is able to understand what customers want. They're able to understand what their loyalty is. They stay in their lane and they're able to increase effectiveness. They've improved their online service 20-fold, which is allowing them to keep more customers, which is why people, I mean, their specific first party titles sell 20, 30, 40 million copies easily because of their loyalty and because of what Nintendo does, specifically because they measure everything. So your takeaways again, using data analytics will allow you to, and this is definitely from a sales perspective, will allow you to make informed decision making. It's gonna give you performance optimization, and you're gonna have it will increase and have better customer-centric strategies, which overall is gonna drive more sustainable and significant business growth. So hopefully you all were able to get something from this episode that you can take back, put it into action, and drive effectiveness. Again, if you need help with anything, don't hesitate to email, which is goals@salesstrategic.com. You can go to our website. You can set up a Calendly, which is going to be able to allow you to meet with somebody on our team. And it's going to be a consultation, and everything's in the notes in there, which is going to tell you everything you need to do, everything you need to bring to that initial consultation. And our website is www.salesstrategic.com. We also have under the news section, we also have blogs on there that can help you. These podcasts are on that website as well. So again, we are trying our best to just make sure we give you the correct information you need, the best information that you need that can help your business. We do have a LinkedIn page. It is not set up and optimized yet. So if you go visit it, the best thing you can do is just follow. We will be able to increase the visual aspect of it and overall, I guess the best thing to say is the action behind it. We haven't really done anything with that page yet, but we will begin to do stuff with it. So, my sales ops community, thank you again for tuning in. I love seeing the downloads. I love seeing from all over who is actually listening. I'm glad that we're able to provide information. One housekeeping item, remember we are bi-weekly, so you will see me in 2 weeks. And make sure that you hit the notification button. Make sure that you also rate the podcast. You can definitely do that on Spotify. And we're just, again, just happy to be able to share everything with you. Okay. Well, thank you again. And we will be talking with you again soon. I'm excited. Alrighty. Bye-bye.